USA Radio News with Wendy King.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky has clarified comments she made on Fox, saying that there will not be a federal vaccine mandate for Americans.
I completely understand the pushback, and I also understand that this is not unlike other things that are mandated.
Overall, she said she's in favor of more vaccines. The comments coming after President Biden announced all federal employees would be required to get vaccinated or face strict testing and other mitigation efforts. The CDC earlier had released data for why it recommended that vaccinated people wear masks again. They showed a cluster of cases in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, where about 500 cases surged in the area. They said 75% of those were vaccinated. Health officials in Florida are reporting COVID cases have jumped 50% there this week. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Just one day after a destructive tornado struck eastern Pennsylvania, causing the partial collapse of a car dealership and injuring several people inside, the National Weather Service confirmed that an EF3 tornado had torn through the area with peak winds of 140 miles per hour. They said the most intense damage was to a car dealership and an adjacent mobile home park. They said on Thursday, the twister struck in Bensalem, Pennsylvania. The town is 20 miles northeast of Philadelphia. Public Safety Director Fred Herron said it was the worst damage he had ever seen. According to officials, five people were injured in the car dealership. The storm caused damage in other areas of town as well, including a gardening center. But no other injuries were reported. In addition to reports of tornadoes, there were also numerous reports of wind damage, hail as large as an inch and a half in diameter, and flash flooding from torrential rain across eastern Pennsylvania. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or my Glendale will give you your money back. Go to mypillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The airlines are cracking down on people who misbehave in flight. USA Radio's Brad Bernards has the story.
Nearly one in five flight attendants say they have gotten into a physical incident this year with a passenger, and their union is calling for criminal prosecution of people who act up on planes. This flight attendant was asked if she is scared.
Sometimes, a little bit, yeah. You get on a plane full of people, and some of them aren't very happy, and you just never know what's going to happen.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Disney Parks has announced it's going back to requiring all guests wear masks indoors due to the increase of COVID-19 cases nationwide, which is fueled by the much more contagious Delta variant. Visitors must wear face coverings while indoors at all Disney parks, and that includes while entering attractions, getting on board buses, and riding the monorail or Disney Skyliner. The announcement comes 2 days after the Center for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky updated guidance to recommend masks for everyone indoors, including those who are fully vaccinated. The CDC says 86,000 new COVID cases were reported on Wednesday. That's more than double the number 2 weeks earlier. Other parks, including Universal Studios Hollywood and Six Flags Magic Mountain, are already requiring people to wear masks indoors. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.